Sava FC, welcome back. This is Anthony. I'm with Ben, and Antonio will be joining us shortly. How's it going, Ben?
It's all good. Yourself? Having a good week?
Not doing too bad. Got a couple games on right now. Just read a little bad news about Weston McKennie. How about yourself?
Yeah. Oh, the games are coming thick and fast now, aren't they? We've got Premier League going on. We've got Champions League. It's a good
Europa
week.
League tomorrow.
Europa League tomorrow. Arsenal playing tomorrow. Not a better place.
It's exciting right now. So let's get right into it. I know you want to talk about something.
I want to talk about how the title race in the Premier League is blown wide open this weekend with Man City losing at home to Tottenham.
Which was unbelievable.
Unbelievable, especially after the results Tottenham been taken on recently. Yeah, lost the last couple of games last week. Come into this one, confidence down. Man City, I think they won 14 out of 15 of their last games. Should have been in the bank, but no, it didn't happen that way.
No, and the kicker is this, is Juventus got rid of Kulusevski, and he put one in 4 minutes.
Yeah, I think he's doing well for him. I think they played him just behind, didn't they?
Yeah, I think he feels more comfortable in his second game than he had his whole time at Juve.
Yeah, no, so he started well. And everyone's talking about now Harry Kane. Is he back? Because he's banged in 2 goals at the weekend against Man City. Is it just him returning to form, or did he want to prove something to them as they didn't buy him in the summer?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it was, hey, remember me? I just beat you in the 95th minute, right?
No, I agree. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking as well. But what happened to Man City that day? You know, did they just switch off? Was it a Champions League hangover? You know,
the maybe
Champions League
could have very well been. But I think they were putting this one in the W column before the game started.
Yeah, no, I think so. But what I would say is, I mean, Tottenham do have that buck against Man City. Every time they seem to play them nowadays, they seem to beat them.
Right. I think the record is pretty lopsided. I don't think Man City's beaten Tottenham in a while, at least at home.
For a while, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. They beat them at the beginning of the season as well, didn't they? 1-0.
Right. And I think now Liverpool's only 6 points away.
They're 6 points away, yeah. I mean, as it was going on Saturday, it was quite funny because Norwich were beating Liverpool at one time. So everyone's thinking, oh, it's all over now. You know, if Norwich get the win, Man City win, that's it. Done and dusted. But Liverpool come back. Tottenham get the win. Now, if they win the game in hand, they'll be 3 points behind. And then they play each other in April. So it's going to be a massive game when that comes up.
What was it? April 7th, right?
Something like that, yeah. And Liverpool got a better goal difference. It's not a lot in it, but it still counts, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. No, it's getting interesting now. The top four's interesting. The bottom of the league's interesting. It's all going on at the moment.
It is. And Arsenal got another win, so they took care of business.
Yep, they've got 3 games in hand now. So they're 4 points behind Man U, who are in fourth place at the moment. And they play tomorrow against Wolves. If they can get the win, then it's looking good. But they need to get that win tomorrow, which will not be easy. I know we beat Wolves a couple of weeks ago, but then they've gone and won their last couple of games as well. So
right.
It's going to be very difficult.
Now, Arsenal has to make up 3 games, correct?
Yep, 3 games.
Are those winnable games?
The games are winnable, yeah. The next 3 games are winnable. But you never know of Arsenal. That's the problem. Plus, the squad is very, very thin at the moment.
They are.
If you get an injury to one good player, then we're in trouble.
Right. The good news is I feel Smith Rowe is finally in form.
Yeah, no, he's stepped up. How many goals he got this year, Anthony?
9.
9 goals. I mean, that's a big return. And
yeah.
He's come off the bench a lot as well. Even if he's coming off the bench or he's starting the game, he's still scoring.
Right.
Which is very good.
Now, speaking of Liverpool, I know we're in the middle of the season, but they're still always doing contract negotiations for the following year. From what I understand, you know who Paul Robinson is, correct?
Yep.
He thinks that the negotiations between Salah and Liverpool are falling through the cracks.
I have heard that, you know, that they may be looking to bring another player in case he's going to leave. I don't think they want to pay the money, do they?
I don't think they do. And I think with them having Rafinha and Bowen, that's their contingency plan.
Yeah. I mean, Rafinha can just slot into where Salah is at the moment, isn't it?
Right. But that also brings Arsenal back into the conversation because they have the money to bring Salah there.
Hopefully they've got the money out. I don't think we could get a player like Salalo, to be honest.
You don't think so?
No, he's too above us. Not unless we go into Champions League. If we make the top four, everything's a different ball game.
Right.
But we have to make top four this year to get the top players. It's going to be interesting. But where would he go?
I don't know. He's not going to go back to Italy. I know Antonio would love to see him to go to Rome with Mourinho, but I don't think he wants to end his career there.
Yeah, but he's not going to pay them up. If he's looking for 400,000, maybe 500,000.
Roma couldn't afford him.
Nah, he'd be looking at Real Madrid. Can they afford that nowadays, though?
Maybe. Well,
PSG.
Can they, though? If Mbappe goes there, who else can they afford?
Yeah, not a lot, to be honest.
No, he's gonna stay in the Premier League. It's just a matter of where.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll be a merry-go-round.
I just thought about something. There is one team that could probably afford him.
Who's that?
Newcastle.
That's true. Newcastle can afford anyone now, can't they?
That's right.
I mean, if they stay up, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? To see who they bring in.
Yeah, I don't think they're going anywhere.
You think they're going to stay?
I think so.
Well, it's getting tricky out, I'm telling you. Like, Burnley keep winning now. Watford won at the weekend.
They tied this weekend, correct?
What's that?
They tied this weekend.
Yeah, they tied 1-1 this weekend. So, I just don't know.
They also tied West Ham, who is pretty good.
No, that's true. Yeah, West Ham have been having a good season.
I think they beat them early in the season, you said?
Not sure about that. But.
But I'm pretty sure if they did play him early in the season, they probably would have won.
Yeah, but if you look at it now, though, Everton are only just above the drop zone. Leeds, they're dropping quickly. They're like a lead balloon at the moment, the way they're going.
And they're losing 3-0 right now.
3-0 right now, yeah. So Burnley, are they still drawing at the moment? They were 0-0 before?
It was 0-0.
If they get a point or even 3 points tonight, it's going to get very,
actually,
very
scary. As we said it, Burnley scored.
They did?
Yep.
Oh, that makes me happy. Who scored? Do we know? Could be a good day.
Ben Mee.
He's done well. This could be a huge night tonight, then. If Tottenham lose and Burnley win, top four's looking dodgy for Tottenham. And then Burnley are getting closer and closer to Newcastle, Everton and Leeds.
Correct.
We'll have to see. I've also got a question for you, Ant, about the Premier League this weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, so Chelsea played Lukaku. Yeah, they played last year for what, Inter Milan in Italy?
Inter, yep.
He had a great season, yeah?
He did.
Well, he come over here, started like a house on fire, then went quiet, got injured. Then he had a falling out with the manager. Now he's come back a little bit. On Saturday, when he played, he only had 7 touches of the ball. And one of them's a kickoff.
That's incredible.
So what do you think's happening with him?
The same thing I thought the last time we talked about it. I don't think he's happy. And personally, I don't think he's acting professional. If he's not happy, he's not happy. But yeah. You don't put your team in the way of your unhappiness. I think you play your season, you play the best you got to play, and then at the end of the season, figure things out.
Yeah, no, that's true. It looks like he's just going through the motions now. Do you think he's hiding when he's out there?
Absolutely.
Because yesterday they played the Champions League. And he didn't start. They started with Havertz yesterday.
Rightfully so.
The manager giving up with him, or what do you think?
If I was the manager, I would have gave up with him when he was talking to the media or whatever he was doing a month ago.
Yeah, so we'll have to see. Will he try to return to Italy? But then can anyone afford him there?
AC Milan, maybe.
AC Milan.
They have...
He just paid 90 million for him. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But his performance this year could depreciate his value.
Yeah. And if they want to get rid of him and bring someone else in, Chelsea don't mind taking a little bit of a hit, do they? They've got the money just to splash back out again.
I have a feeling Chelsea's going to take a hit on a couple of positions in the offseason. I hear Pulisic is not happy there either.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. Last few bits.
The difference is he's being a professional. He's going out there and playing, and then he'll take care of it at the end of the season.
Yep, no, he's doing his job. It's getting through. I think they've got too many good players probably there. That's the problem. It's very hard to juggle and keep everyone happy.
Yeah.
Even Werner's not even playing now, is he?
No.
They spent a lot of money on him last year. Ziyech, he comes in and out, doesn't he? They paid a lot of money for him as well.
Right. I mean, I think the last two times he was in, he scored a goal in one of the games.
Yeah, no, he's done better recently. But I don't know if he's the manager wants him, you know? That's the thing.
Right. Now, that sounds like another team from across the channel there in France. You get too many of the best players on one team, and it screws everything up.
Yeah. Everyone wants to be that superstar, don't they? You're seeing that with Man U at the moment, aren't you, as well?
Speaking of Man U, they're losing 1-0 to Atletico.
That's what we liked. Well, do I want to? Yes. I'm not a Man U fan.
Right.
I don't mind seeing them lose. And he's playing up front, isn't he, tonight, Ronaldo?
He is. I don't see him. Yeah, he's up there.
He's gone a bit quiet recently, hasn't he?
He has, but he's still putting them in the back of the net.
Yeah, he's chipping away. But he's not as... When he first started, he was more and more on the score sheet, wasn't he? Now he's slowed down a little bit.
I think that was more of the fact he was... you know, a commodity. Everyone was in awe to see him and play against him. Now that everyone's saying, oh, he's 36-year-old Ronaldo, we don't need to be in awe anymore.
Yep. No, I get you. So they're probably going to be in full forward as well, aren't they?
This summer. Yeah.
There's going to be lots of movement. Where do you think Haaland will go? That'll be interesting.
I don't know. I've been here in Spain, but like we said a couple weeks ago, I think wherever he goes, Mbappe should go. And I don't mean the same team. I mean in the same league.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it could be like the Messi and Ronaldo scenario again.
Right.
Both of them pushing each other on in the league. Both trying
exactly.
to get records.
Whatever league gets the two of them will be the dominant league for a few years. Or yeah. Most exciting, I should say.
Yeah, they're gonna get a lot of publicity. Everyone will be wanting to watch them games, won't they? The kids will be wanting to watch it as well.
Exactly.
So that'll be fun. It'd be even more fun if they were both on the same team, though. That would be good.
That would be.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if Man City went and bought one of them. They've got the money.
And they should. And maybe should. Chelsea yeah. goes, gets the other one. Or Arsenal. Or Newcastle.
No, you can't forget about Newcastle. They could buy both. They could buy everyone in the summer.
They could.
That could be like FIFA Online. There could be a little bit of fun going on there.
That's true.
So it's going to get harder and harder now with the Premiership, though, isn't it?
Because I think so.
With Newcastle getting more money, that's another club that's going to push up, isn't it? So the bottom clubs are going to all be struggling. There's not another club to go for now.
Now, in the Championship, who's going to be coming up, you think?
That's tricky. Who do you think, Ant?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention enough.
Nor me. Probably the normal suspects. I think Fulham are doing well at the moment. We'll have to check.
How long have they been down for? A
couple of seasons now. Yeah, so Fulham, they're top of the league. Then you've got Bournemouth. So they've both just come down recently, last couple of seasons. Blackburn, QPR, Huddersfield and Middlesbrough. So really, you'd say Fulham and Bournemouth should run away with it because they've still got the money, like the parachute payments from the Premier League.
Right.
That could help them out. Blackburn, they've come back from nowhere. That's good to see. QPR, they've come back from nowhere. Huddersfield, they used to be a big team back in the 1930s in England. They used to be massive. That would be good to see them go back up, you know, go
right.
there again. But then Middlesbrough.
We saw them knock out who out of
Man
the...
United, yeah, in the FA Cup.
Right.
So that was good to see. But, oh, what about Derby? Have you seen that, Anthony?
No.
So at the bottom of that league, they're third from bottom, yeah? They're 8 points away from safety. But because of financial indications, they had 21 points taken off them.
Really?
And they're only 8 points behind that. So Wayne Rooney's done a great job there.
You know what? I think I read about this about a month and a half ago.
Could you imagine if he saved them? I know they're 8 points behind, got a game in hand. So you never know, you know?
Right.
But to have 21 points taken off and then get so close, and they've got no players at all. Do you know what I mean? Every week someone's leaving because they're trying to get rid of them. And get some
right.
money back. So we'll have to see. It's going to be interesting.
It is.
To see. Any other scores on there, Anthony, going through at the moment?
Right now, it looks like Suarez is getting ready to come in and help put this game away.
Oh, and if you look at this right now, Crystal Palace are 4-1 up against Watford.
Wow.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, so maybe they're not going nowhere then, Watford. They're staying down there. Well, that's big. So maybe it's just Burnley that can get out of there at the moment.
Well, Burnley has about a minute left.
Oh, it's just, that's good to see. Do you want to talk about your team from yesterday, Anthony? Well, it's not really your team.
You're talking about Juventus?
I am talking about Juventus, yeah.
Yeah, we could touch on them. I know Antonio's hyped up about, you know, talking about his new favorite team, but he's not here at the moment.
That is his new favorite team, yeah?
It is. He doesn't want to admit it, but it is.
And who got the goal?
Vlahovic.
That's a big goal, isn't it?
Yeah. So, Ben, we're sitting here, we're talking about Juventus and how it's Antonio's favorite team. And guess who just shows up?
The man.
Antonio's here.
He's talking about him, you know? He's going to be happy for him.
All I heard was Juventus is his favorite team, and I think I'm going to walk back out.
Here's your new team, yeah? That's what I'm hearing.
If any Napoli fans hear that, I will never be allowed to cheer for Napoli again.
So, do you think they had a good result yesterday?
Yesterday against, oh yeah, Villarreal. Look, I thought it was a good game. Allegri just has these issues. It's like once he goes up a goal, he refuses to attack.
Oh, he's one of them, is he?
Yeah, he likes that old style of defensive football, and I don't think it works in today's world.
I think you should push on when you're on top.
Absolutely.
Right, like Vlahovic scored in the first minute of the game on his Champions League debut, silenced the haters, and you sit back for 89 minutes? It just doesn't make sense.
It's the Italian way.
It's the old Catenaccio way.
But Catenaccio doesn't work in today's world.
Well, tell Allegri that. Here's the phone, call him.
The problem is they gave Allegri a four-year contract. They're stuck with him. These tactics aren't going to work for the new Juve.
They'll fire him.
They're going to owe him a lot of money.
They'll still go through. They'll get through to the next round.
I mean, I hope so. Listen, we need Italian teams to advance in the Champions League. We've had too many years where they just fall short.
Yeah. I think it's still going to be another couple of years, though, till they push on. That's the thing. They look like they're getting stronger. I think it's a little bit too soon now.
But we've been saying that for a while, that they were going to get stronger. So I don't know.
Well, they just got weaker.
How so?
McKennie might be out for this season. Two fractures in his foot.
I saw that 2 months out. Which is sad because he was having a really good season.
Right. And it also affects him with the national team.
2 months, it won't affect him too much. He'll be back.
He'll have a long rest.
Exactly, pretty much. As long as he's ready for the World Cup, that's all that matters.
Yeah, so we get the next part of the season in, won't he? And then push on for the World Cup.
It'll take only 2 months to recover. He'll be able to get himself back into playing shape. The new season will start. By the time the World Cup comes around, he's going to be in perfect health. He'll be completely fine.
And yeah, refreshed.
He'll have a good preseason in him, won't he? Then move on for a couple of months in the league. He'll be fine.
Right.
That's if Juve doesn't sell him or let him go. Because in the beginning of the season, there was a lot of talks about McKennie not fitting their style of play, which now would be absurd because he's become one of their best midfielders.
Absolutely.
Was any other good results in Italy this weekend?
Well, for my team, yeah. We're in first place still.
All right. Let me sum it up. Ben, to define this weekend in Serie A, it was a true gentleman's weekend. Every team that was at the top of the league looked at one another and said, no, please, you go ahead. No, you first, I insist. No, please, you take the lead. And none of them pulled off with a positive result. It was absolutely insane.
So no one took an advantage out of it?
Absolutely no one. You had AC Milan playing Salernitana, the last team in the league. They ended up tying 2-2. You had Juventus playing Torino. They tied 1-1. You had Inter Milan playing, I was about to call him Sassuolo. But the joke with Sassuolo is that they always roll over for the big teams. So they used to call him Scanzuolo because in Italian it means like get out of the way. Yeah. They beat Inter Milan 2-0. Napoli had one job. They had to beat Cagliari, who's like in 17th place, I believe, or they might have went up to 16th now. They couldn't beat them. Every single big team this week did not do what they were supposed to.
What about Roma?
They tied 2-2.
Oh, they tied as well.
Here's the kicker about Roma, and we're going to get back to Napoli in a second because I got a bone to pick with Spalletti. The two kids that helped tie the game, 18 and 19 year olds. One of them played 30 minutes prior, and the other one was his first game, right?
Correct.
Unbelievable. So back to Napoli. What was Spalletti thinking? He had a full bench of starters that didn't start. He put Petagna out there, Deme. These are guys that shouldn't have been starting.
Can I ask what game you watched? But who did you see on the bench that I didn't? Besides Osimhen and Fabian, who were banged up, who else was on the bench?
You know what? You got to put those two guys out there. You got to get the win.
No. We have a bigger game against Barcelona this week. You needed those guys to be fully healthy for Barcelona. You're not going to start them against Cagliari if you don't need to. Now, there's the mindset that you should have started them until you went up and then taken them off. But you don't have that guarantee that you're going to get go up in this game. So you're going to have them play 80 to 90 minutes right before they have to go into Barcelona. Meanwhile, this team is already missing Lozano, Politano, Insigne.
Di Lorenzo now.
Di Lorenzo now, but that was before. They were missing Lobotka. Lobotka's hurt, okay? They were missing Anguissa. All right, another key player that was out and hurt. We had six key injuries. There's no way that you can risk your two remaining best players and put them on the field from the first minute. I mean, Ben, what do you think? How do you think they should have handled that game? Would you have sat your two best players that are somewhat healthy, or would you have just thrown them out into the fire to try and get the win?
I mean, it depends. Do you think your top four is guaranteed?
Top four is guaranteed for us for sure right now. There's no way we fall out of it, especially with the games that we have coming up. I don't think we'll get first, but top four for sure.
All right, I'm going to remember you said that today. If that's the right case, then yeah, I'd rest them. If you're definitely guaranteed to make top four, you go with that, don't you? You play them against Barcelona.
So to almost back up Antonio's argument, the game was played after Milan, after Juve, after Inter. So a tie or a loss really wouldn't have made that much of a difference.
And who's top? AC Milan?
Yeah, by a couple points.
How far are they? How many points are they behind top?
Two.
It's tricky.
Right?
But do you think you're going to win the Champions League?
Napoli or Milan?
Oh, you mean Europa League?
Sorry? Europa League.
If Napoli can get by Barcelona, if we don't lose any more players throughout this season, we have a very good shot at winning the Europa League, which is one of Spalletti's objectives. He understands that the league may not be obtainable at the moment, but at least let's make a splash in Europe. Let's win this European competition that Napoli has come close to so many times, which is why I don't fault him for wanting to put everything against Barcelona, especially when we're playing in Napoli this time around.
No, that makes sense. I mean, there's not that many good teams in there this time, is there?
Correct. There's not many good teams remaining. If we knock Barcelona out, we knocked out the best team in the Europa League. So there's a good chance for Napoli to take it. I understand why he did it. And the league, listen, we may have dropped points this weekend, right? We dropped 2 points, which sit us at third right now. With however many games are left, there's still a good shot that Napoli could finish first if things go our way. We still have to play AC Milan again. We could take points away from AC Milan at that point. We've already played Juve. We've already played Inter. So I don't know. Napoli has a shot to win it all. I don't think they will, but they have a shot still. It's not like this weekend set us back a lot.
I think you want to be going to the final, don't you?
I'd rather be going to the Europa League final, right? And then translating that success into Champions League, because that's where we've struggled a lot the past couple of years. So yeah. I'd rather see them win a final. I'd rather see them win some silverware. But if the league, Serie A, comes out of it as well, I'd be more than happy to see that, obviously.
Yeah, if they win both, that'd be fantastic.
Take it easy.
I mean, I called it the beginning of the season, so I'm still sticking to it.
What was that?
I called Napoli winning Serie A at the beginning of the season. Everyone lost their minds.
Oh, I get you. Can we backtrack on the scores from last week?
Yeah.
Antonio? Yeah, what game?
The Inter Milan-Liverpool.
Oh, I think you and I were right.
I think we were, weren't we?
You guys were right. But the first half, I thought my original assumption was going to come to fruition. And I really would have kicked myself if they tied.
I was waiting for a phone call, to be honest. Inter Milan hit the bar, didn't they, at one time?
They did. Look.
We're in trouble here.
This is the way that I'm looking at it. Ben and I said it was going to take about 20 minutes for Liverpool to open up the game. Unfortunately, it didn't take 20 minutes. It took them the whole first half, okay? But in the second half, we saw exactly what we said was going to happen.
Exactly.
Liverpool was able to beat them to the point where there's nothing that they could do anymore. Inter did not look like the same team in the second half as they did in the first. And that's because Liverpool wore them out. Yeah. That's how good and athletic Liverpool is. They'll just beat on you until you have no choice but to give up a goal.
For sure.
Getting interesting.
So when's the second leg for that? Is that next week?
I believe so.
Yep, it'll be next week.
Yeah, because Juventus played yesterday. Manchester United's playing today.
They're playing right now. Ronaldo's got a free kick on about the 20-yard line. Back in the day, this was his specialty. I know right now Ben is doing the Hope Man U loses dance.
Yes, I am. I do not want to see them winning at all.
Ben, are you watching this game at all?
No, I had to go to a room to try and get some quiet and peace.
Yeah. Griezmann is actually taking a nap behind the wall right now.
How's he playing Griezmann now, though?
He just came on.
Just come on?
He actually looks like a musketeer.
It does, yeah. That's quite funny.
There he goes.
Barcelona kind of ruined Griezmann, if you think about it.
And what he missed.
What happened to him there?
I think at Barcelona, it was just too much pressure to handle. Too much was riding on his shoulders when he came in. They expected him to replicate the success that he had at Atletico. Obviously, with the French national team, he's a stud. And they wanted him to be Messi opposite Messi. And that's just not Griezmann. Right. That's not who he is or what he does. And the pressure got to him. It kind of ruined him as a player and set his career back a little bit.
Yeah, I think Atletico probably suited him before, didn't it? Like you're saying.
Right. It's funny, though. Earlier, I was watching this Manchester United Atletico game, and Ronaldo was in the box asking for a cross, right? And I forget who it was on the outside, put a cross into the box, and Ronaldo looks around, starts flipping out on his teammates. He goes, "How am I the only one in the box? Like, one of you, somebody else should be in here. We get a cross into the box, we need to capitalize. We're down 1-0. And it just goes to show you what shambles Manchester United is in. What happened?
Man just scored.
Who?
Man U.
I'm going to start to shut up.
Ilanga again.
Beautiful goal.
Ronaldo scored?
I think it was a pass from Fred to Ilanga, and he put it in the far right corner. Or maybe it was Bernardo.
My comments did not age well.
Haven't we already learned that you jinx these teams one way or another?
Napoli sucks. They don't have a chance to win at anything. They're actually going to get relegated this season.
You're going for that technique now. Yeah.
But yeah, that was Serie A this weekend, pretty much in a nutshell. No big team won, did what they had to do. Piatek scored again for Fiorentina against Atalanta. That was interesting. Seeing him come back to Italy and doing so well as he is, because obviously we know he failed with AC Milan. Atalanta is still in shambles. And then some mixed results throughout the league, but nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. We talked earlier about Man City losing to the Spurs 3-2, Kulusevski coming through big time, and, you know, Harry Kane with two goals and one in the 95th minute, which is huge, you know. And Ben had asked me, is Kane in form, or is that just him saying, you guys should assign me? What do you think?
I think that's Kane proving a point, but I don't think it's him saying you should assign me, because I think the problem there is that Tottenham didn't want to let him go. Not that Man City didn't want him.
Right.
So it's not, you know, and Kane has scored against Man City many of times. It's not like this is something new that he's done. So, yes, it is a point to prove, but at the same time, it's just Kane being Kane.
Right.
Kulusevski, though.
They lost today anyway, so it makes it okay.
That's right.
He just turned up for that game and that was it. Didn't score tonight, did he?
But that's the thing. I feel like Kane only shows up when the moment is big, not internationally, I'm talking about club, but when it comes to the club level for Tottenham, he always shows up when it's a big moment, when he needs to show up.
Yeah, no, he's a big time player.
He is, but I also think he's unhappy there too.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there, does he?
Not at all. We did touch on another unhappy player, Lukaku.
I mean, we've been saying that for a while now. He wants to go back to Italy. It's his dream.
No, but
listen to this.
Did you hear about how many touches he had of the ball?
No, what happened?
He had 7 touches of the ball, and one of them was for the kickoff in the whole game.
In 90 minutes?
Yep.
You gotta be kidding.
No.
I think he's hiding.
That's not him hiding. That's the team phasing him out. Or am I wrong there?
But they're not like a team that's not going to have possession of the ball. You know, they're playing Palace. I think they probably had 70% of the ball, and he still only had 7 touches. It just makes no sense.
I wish you could see the look on my face right now, because especially the way Lukaku plays, he's not the type of player to try and take a ball and do a turn, half turn, and go towards goal. Like, he'll play back to the direction that the ball came from or the direction that he's facing. So that surprises me that they only got him the ball 6 times.
Yeah, no. It's been everywhere. If you go Google, boom, it comes up everywhere.
Unbelievable.
For someone, you know, like a top class player.
Unbelievable. How'd your Arsenal do?
They won 2-1. Big result against Brentford, which we needed.
two nice goals, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Smith Rowe and Saka scored. Yeah,
that's right.
2 good goals. So now we're just 4 points off Man U with 3 games in hand.
Was this revenge for the loss earlier in the season?
What's that?
Didn't Arsenal lose to Brentford earlier in the season?
That was the first game of the season, yeah.
Right.
We lost 2-0 at their place. But they look like a totally different team now. You know, they have that bounce when they first come up, and the season's just ground them down, and they don't have the squad to cope with it.
The EPL will do that to you.
Smith Rowe looks phenomenal. Looks like he's in total form. He's got 9 goals. Whether he starts or comes off the bench, he manages to find the back of the net. And Saka.
Is Arsenal in any European competitions at the moment?
No, nothing.
That's to their advantage, probably. That's going to help them secure that top 4 in the Premier League, I think.
I think so.
No, I think you're right, yeah.
You're going to have teams like Man U, Man City. These guys are going to be tired.
Man City, no, because Man City, forget it. I mean, they're at the top of the table. They're running away with it. Even after the loss, they're still, they're going to win this thing this year. That's how I feel about it.
I don't know.
Who else do you see taking it?
Liverpool's only 6 points away.
With a game in hand.
And they just won today. So that actually, they're 3 points away.
Oh, they just won, yeah.
That's right. What it was it? They were up by 12 points at one point. I think Pep, thinking that he had it locked up, might have screwed them up.
Which this goes back to last week. Did Conte take a knock at Pep by saying, you're sitting back and drinking tea? Like, watch out for us. Remember I said that was a dig at Pep?
That's right.
What was that, Antonio?
So, remember last week when Conte made those comments, we were talking about how, you know, he's not in the Premier League to sit back and sip his tea. And I said, I think you guys are taking this all wrong. I think he took a dig at Pep here, saying like, you know, you're at the top of the table judging the rest of us, but you're just sitting back right now drinking your tea. And Conte showed him why you can't do that in the Premier League, especially this weekend. He knocked them back some points, and now they're at risk of losing that first place, even though I don't think they will, but statistically, they can.
Yeah, no, I agree. At least it's made it interesting, which is the best thing, you know? I was saying to Andy before, you got the top 4, the top 2, and they got the bottom. It's all interesting all the way through at the moment.
Which is surprising, because usually the Premier League isn't close in any regards. It's like usually, you know, with 4 or 5 weeks left in the Premier League, you already have an idea of what's going to happen. This season just seems different. It seems like you're really gasping until the last breath to find out who's going to win and who's going to get relegated. At least that's what it seems like.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Burnley just won, so that they're getting closer to Newcastle, where we thought Newcastle were running, you know, running clear.
Right.
You got Everton and Leeds dropping closer to them all the time. It will be interesting.
It will be. I think the summer is going to be interesting.
Why do you say that?
So we talked about earlier, Liverpool and Salah, their negotiations are falling through the cracks. There is a team in the Premier League that can afford Salah.
Who?
Newcastle.
Ain't going to happen.
Where is he going to go?
Liverpool.
I don't know.
You think he'll stay?
I think he's going to stay.
I don't know if they want to pay the money. That's the thing.
Here's the thing. He's had the most success at Liverpool as a player. Liverpool is successful in a part because of him. They can't afford to let him go. I think these negotiations are a front to try and get the money down as much as possible. But there's no way that Salah is going to end up leaving or that Liverpool is going to allow him to leave.
It depends how long he wants the contract for, doesn't it? Was he 29 now? Coming up to 30?
Yes.
You know, what Antonio just said there struck a nerve. He's right. When Salah's not there, they don't play well.
Oh, I agree. 100%. I mean, he is Liverpool, basically, isn't he? I know we've got a lot of other good players, but he's the X factor.
Absolutely.
I mean, give Salah a 3 to 4 year deal. He's 29. 3 to 4 years, it's doable. You can still get a lot of good out of him up until the age of 33, 34. There's no reason you have to sign him to a big money contract for 5 years. 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, that's fair.
It depends what he's asking for, though, doesn't it? That's the thing.
Right.
It doesn't matter what he's asking for. Pay him.
Right.
He is Liverpool at this moment. You cannot do what you're doing without him. Pay the man.
Are you his agent?
You should be. You should be.
I'm not his agent, but I'll tell you what. You don't need to be an agent to realize what Salah does for Liverpool. So that I think the whole world sees it, and they need to recognize that.
That is 100%.
I was watching them play against Inter Milan, right? He's just, it's unbelievable. And like I said, this guy used to play in Serie A, and we never saw this out of him whenever he played. You know, he played for Fiorentina, Roma. Although his last season at Roma was good, it's just, he looks completely different. And if he came to Serie A today, whatever team he joins, as long as it's one of like the top five clubs, he would get them to win the league.
Exactly.
That, because he's that big of a difference maker.
Now, we got the Champions League on, so I'm kind of thinking while you guys are talking, what if he's the one that's playing coy? He's waiting for Champions League to end because they have a good shot to win it. They win that. Let's say they win that. And then they end up winning the Premier League. So now he's got, in a matter of 6 months, 3 championships. He could pretty much say, pay me $800,000 a week because I won all these championships single-handedly.
You don't want that.
For who? For him?
So you don't want that because if the team wins 3 championships, right? They'll say, first of all, they're going to reap the benefits of all the trophies and competitions that they just won. So they'll say, you know what? With the money we were going to spend on you, now that we've won these 3 trophies, we're going to go out and buy 10 different players that'll replace what you do. Okay? So Salah loses his bargaining chip there because the team wins over one player. We know that.
Right.
But if they come close, that's where Salah becomes important because they know Salah is a key part of that team coming close to winning, but they're missing a piece of somewhere else.
Right.
So that's when he gains a bargaining chip saying, hey, keep me around, pay me, and get what you need to get. Next year, we're going to win everything. How do you see it, Ben?
Tricky, mate. It's very tricky. Like you're saying, you know, he is Liverpool, isn't he?
Yeah.
Does it matter if they win the Champions League or not? They're still going to want him, aren't they? If they want to get to that next level or stay at that level.
That's the way I see it.
I don't think it's a matter of...
How much you're going to have to spend to bring someone else in? That's the thing.
Right. But I don't think it's a matter of wanting. It's a matter of needing.
But here's the problem. If you let Salah go, who do you bring in?
They signed Rafinha and Bowen as contingency plans.
Who?
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
I heard they were looking at Saka today as well.
No.
That's what they're saying. I don't think so. I don't think he'd leave, but...
That's what I was going to say. They can look all they want. Doesn't mean they're going to get him.
We'll see. Well, we'll see what happens there. Where do you think Mbappe and Haaland will go?
Mbappe, probably Real Madrid.
Yep.
Haaland. Barcelona.
I still think they both should go to the same league.
They'll probably end up in Spain.
Can Barcelona afford him?
Yeah.
I think Haaland will go to Man City. But isn't his release clause cheaper this summer? It's like 60 million.
I'm trying to think. Did Borussia put a release clause in his contract?
Haaland's got a release clause, and I think this summer it goes down to like 60-odd million. I could be wrong.
75 million.
75?
Wow.
For 75?
I don't think Barcelona can afford it. Can they? Release clause and transfer fee?
Here's the thing.
Maybe Liverpool letting go of Salah and bringing Haaland in.
Could happen. Hold up, though. Here's the thing. If any team agrees to pay that $75 million release clause, all it does is it skips the negotiations with the current club. They still have to negotiate with Haaland. So Haaland's got to want to move to whatever club is willing to pay that release clause. It doesn't automatically mean that he's going to go there. For all you know, there might be, I don't know, let's say a club comes in and says, we'll do you one better. We're going to offer 85 mil, let's say, to Dortmund. And Haaland really wants to go there. Just to make both parties happy so it helps the Dortmund and Haaland. I don't know. It doesn't usually happen, but what I'm saying is the choice ultimately is Haaland's. And I see him fit for Spain more than I see him fit for the Premier League. Then again, I could be wrong, but remains to be seen.
Yeah. It all depends on his agent as well. Raiola? I think he wants like 50 million just to do the deal, doesn't he?
He does, but here's the other issue. Is Raiola finally healthy? Last I heard, he was in the hospital. He wasn't doing too well, and nobody's really heard much about him ever since he left the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so non-COVID related, but Raiola ended up in the hospital with lung issues. And they were saying, for a while, they were saying they didn't know if he was going to make it. Like, that's how scary of conditions he was in. So I don't know how much negotiating he's going to be able to do. I'm sure his camp will be able to negotiate whatever deals needs to be done for the players. But Raiola himself isn't going to be having a hand in many negotiations at the moment.
All right. I'll get you. Be taking a back seat for a while.
Probably.
I mean, I could make some phone calls. I could try to work a deal out. I don't need 50 million.
It's not a bad job he's got, is it?
Nope. I guess.
All the top players.
Yeah. On that note, we will end the show. Tune in next week. And we'll chat about maybe some position players.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds very good.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.